Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, dear saints of God. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Contending for the Faith with yours truly, Moses Henry Jones. Well, I'm in studio to wrap up this short Paula White series. I make short work. I don't need an extensive series to get rid of Paula White. She gets knocked out 15 seconds in the first round. I don't need to do a long series on this dim-witted woman. But today I end this series, and tomorrow I start a new series, and I'm going to be talking about Paula White's dim-witted son, because the dim-witted apple doesn't fall too far from the dim-witted tree. I'm going to be talking about Bradley Knight. According to Paula, he's one of the leading voices in America. Well, somebody's got to tell America that he's one of the leading voices, because outside of Paula and a few people there in Apopka, Florida, no one's ever heard of her son, Mr. Plato Socrates Einstein Knight. No one has ever heard of her son. And by the way, go to Dollar General and get him some shampoo and soap and deodorant and tell him to take a bath. Every time that kid shows up to preach on a Sunday morning, he looks so greasy, so greasy, so greasy. Not greasy. See, in Brooklyn, New York, we say greasy, greasy. When we say greasy, that means you're super dirty. Not just dirty, but super dirty. And he came out greasy. because his mother's nasty. But he's added his own grease, so he's greasy now. The number here for Paula White or Socrates Knight to call is area code 516-418-5978. Again, 516-418-5978. And we have a wonderful show, as always, as always. When have I ever let you down? When have you ever tuned in and you were disappointed and you said, oh, today's show was just, nothing. No. I don't do shows like that. You tune in to get blessed. You tune in to have your eyes opened. You tune in to have someone make sense of this crazy ecclesiastical world that we live in. So I've been talking about this woman called Paula White Cain, who I have dubbed, yours truly, I've called her the dumber half of President Trump's dumb and dumber, dim-witted prayer duel. See, now, of course, if it's a prayer duel, that means that there's someone else working with her, and that's Jensen Franklin. So Jensen Franklin is dumb, and she's dumber. That's the dumb and dumber, dim-witted prayer duel that President Trump has in his corner, dumb and dumber. And I got to tell you, both Jensen Franklin and Paula White are two wackadoos. They are two straight jacket candidates. They are both two pulpit morons. I got to tell you. I had to do a TOEIC course to find out which one of the two would be the dumber half of Dumb and Dumber. A coin toss. I had to flip a coin. Heads, Paula, tails, Jensen. It landed heads. And it's amazing because it landed heads, but there's nothing inside Paula's head. That's why she's dumber. Oh, is this woman stupid? Well, I hope you did your homework. I hope you did exactly what I told you to do. Did you go check out that episode on the Twilight Zone? Oh, listen, this is part of your homework. You got to check out the episode called Caesar and Me in order to understand this thing that I'm talking about called demonic ventriloquism. You got to check it out. Listen, that Twilight Zone episode, Caesar and Me, just lays it out perfectly. And if you've got, a good cable contract, if you've got a good cable channel, they give you the Twilight Zone for free. So you can scroll down the menu. You can find it, Caesar and Me. It's a half hour long. All the Twilight Zone episodes were a half hour long. You got to see this one because this one helps you understand what I'm saying in this series. Also, I gave you as a homework assignment to read chapter 4 and 5 of my third book in the Jensen Franklin Spirit of Python trilogy. I wrote a series that, by the way, is yours for the asking. That's right. Moses Henry Jones writes great books, and then he gives them away for free. Have you ever heard of such a thing? No, you haven't heard of such a thing. No. Did Jensen Franklin hand you a free copy of The Spirit of Python? No, he did not. He didn't hand you a free copy of his asinine book, The Spirit of Python. But I, my dear brothers and sisters, a true servant of the Lord, I am giving you this trilogy. And listen, it's not because it's garbage. Oh, no, by no means. This is an outstanding series. An outstanding. I'm going to pat myself. On my own back. It's a great series. But in Volume 3, which Volume 1 is called Spirit of Python Dunce, the second volume is Spirit of Python Ignoramus, and the third volume is called Spirit of Python Retard. Now, the first one is Spirit of Python Dunce because in Volume 1, I show you that Jensen Franklin never opened the book never opened the Bible, never opened the Bible dictionary, never opened up a Bible concordance, never opened up a Bible encyclopedia. When writing his book, The Spirit of Python, Jensen Franklin did not open any book related to the Bible, and that's why he's a dunce. But in volume 2, called Spirit of Python Ignoramus, I show you that he graduates, if that's even possible, but in Jensen Franklin's world it is, how he graduated from dunce to ignoramus because not only does Jensen Franklin never open a book, but then he ignores everything God has to say about the devil, and he makes things up. He's a serial ignorer. He ignores everything the Bible has to say about Satan, everything the Bible has to say about God, everything the Bible says has to say about divination. He ignores all of that, and as such, he goes from dunce to ignoramus. But in addition to that, he graduates from ignoramus and becomes a retard. Because, again, when you never open a book, and if you never open a book for 30 years, and you ignore everything God's word has to say for 30 years, and you combine those two things, never open a book for 30 years, you always ignore what God's word says for 30 years, when you combine those two things, then you're a retard. And in that third book, Spirit of Python, Retard, I told you to look at chapter 4, entitled Jensen Franklin, an Old Testament Retard, because there, in that chapter, I show you how the Bible reveals that Satan operates, his demons operate in what we call demonic ventriloquism. The perfect example of that is the Witch of Endor, the Witch of Endor. She happens to be, remember, Satan is the entertainer, and the Witch of Endor is like the puppet that ventriloquist would put on his lap. Satan is the ventriloquist, the Spirit of Python is the ventriloquist, and then the dummy, the host person that the Spirit of Python put on his lap was the Witch of Endor, and he spoke through her. That's an Old Testament example, and I lay it all out for you. Listen, that fourth chapter starts on page 69 and goes all the way to page 100, and I got to tell you, oh, it's loaded with information. Loaded. And then in addition to chapter 4, I told you to read chapter 5, because in chapter 5 we have a New Testament example of demonic ventriloquism. And that chapter is entitled Jensen Franklin, a New Testament Retard, because there Jensen Franklin ignores the young woman who was possessed with the spirit of Python or the spirit of divination, and the spirit that resided in her belly could foretell the future, again, demonic ventriloquism. So you had to look at that Twilight Zone episode, Caesar and Me. You had to read Spirit of Python, Retard, chapters 4 and 5. And if you did that, oh my goodness, you would be prepped for today's show. Now, if you would like a copy of those three books, Spirit of Python, Dunce, Spirit of Python, Ignoramus, and Spirit of Python, Retard, just email me, Moses Henry Jones, at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, freechurchbooks@gmail.com. Okay, so now, we've been looking at Paula White, and we said that there are two kinds of demonic dumb. The first kind of demonic dumb is when a person is demon-possessed, and that demon doesn't allow the person ever to speak while under that demon's possession. While that demon is inside that host body, that demon does not allow that person to speak. The demon ties that person's tongue. That person is speechless while they are possessed with the demon, and that's why it's called the dumb demon, because the person remains speechless as long as they have that demon inside that body. But then there's another kind of demonic possession in which the demon uses a host body, but allows that person or wants that person or uses that person or encourages that person to speak a whole lot. That's what you have in the case of the Witch of Endor. She had a familiar spirit. She had a demon in her belly, and people would come to her so that she could call up the dead, because that's one form of demonic ventriloquism. And you see that a lot in seances. Whenever you see those old movies and they're conducting a seance and somebody there holding hands around that table where they have that crystal ball and the candle is lit, someone there speaks it with the voice of the dead person. That's, again, demonic ventriloquism as according to the Witch of Endor. That's one form. And what does Mama want to tell me from beyond? And then someone using claiming to be Mama speaks through a person sitting there, and Mama is saying, "Don't worry, my son, I am fine. I'm okay. Everything's all right on this side of this side of eternity, and you don't have to worry anymore." And it's all a lie. And when these seances are really being led by a demon, the demon also lies. Sometimes the person leading the seance is a con artist, and they throw their voice, like ventriloquists do, in order to deceive the person seeking answers from Mama from the other side. "Oh, Mama, if you would only speak to me, Mama." You know, Houdini had a wonderful relationship with his mother. Houdini was very, very close to his mother. Houdini, the magician, the guy who used to come out, they would put all kinds of locks on him and all kinds of chains on him and dump him in water upside down. Houdini, the escape artist. He had a very tight relationship with his mother, and when his mother died, he was grieving. He couldn't get out of bed. So, you know, he was desperate. So Houdini went to these people who, you know, contacted the dead, and he said, "They're phonies." He exposed them. Well, not all of them are phonies. Sometimes you have a real person who is operating under a spirit of divination, or as the Old Testament classifies it, or the King James classifies it, as a familiar spirit. Those are the ones you see in the seances, or you expect to see manifested at a seance. The second kind, is the one that we see operating inside of that young lady in Acts 16, starting at verse 16 all the way through verse 18. She was a proper liar, pretty much like the proper liars in the church today. They call themselves prophets and prophetesses. And they tell you your future. They tell you, "Oh, come here, and let me tell you what the Lord has to say about your destiny, blah, 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 blah." And they prophesy to you, and you get so excited because the Lord's going to use you. You're going to be a world changer, and you're going to be a world shaker, and you're going to be a history maker, and you're going to be, and here you are still flipping burgers in McDonald's. You sowed $1,000 seed into the prophet's ministry because the prophet's ministry was good ground, and the prophet told you you're going to be a world changer and a demon shaker and a history maker. But there you are, that 3 years after you sowed the $1,000 and 3 years after the prophet prophesied to you, there you are, you're in McDonald's and you're by the French fry fryer, and you're just taking the French fries out, and you're letting all the oil drip down, and that's you. You're the history maker. Yes, you're a history maker. That's the young lady with the spirit of Python. So when demonic ventriloquism is in operation, it operates in two modes. One, in seances, when you want to contact the dead, when you want a word from beyond, when you want one of your loved ones to send you a message. That's one form of demonic ventriloquism, and the other one is divination, proper lying, when someone stands before you and says, thus saith the Lord, and they're just proper lying lies to you, or they have a demon inside them that is giving you lies. Two forms of demonic ventriloquism. All right. So which one is Paula? Which one is Paula? Well, we can say that Paula White is number two. She's the young lady or the young woman in Acts 16, or we can characterize her as having the spirit of Python. She proper lies to people. She tells people bogus stuff about their destiny. That's what she does. All for a fee, mind you. Remember, the young maiden in Acts 16 was making a boatload of money for her handlers. Oh, but Brother Moses, Paula doesn't have handlers. Oh, yes, she does. Paula has had handlers since day one. There have people that have been opening the door for Paula, and Paula has been giving them financial kickbacks. They open doors for Paula. Paula makes money, and since they open the door, they get a kickback. Don't tell me Paula doesn't have handlers. She does. She's had handlers. And her biggest handler is the devil. That's the biggest handler. Demonic ventriloquism. The devil has Paula White on his lap, and she is talking what the devil wants her to talk. Demonic ventriloquism. That's what it is. All right, so now, as I close today's show, I want to show you that in addition to being demonic dumb, because remember, when I say demonic dumb, I'm referring to a dummy. I'm referring to a puppet. Okay, don't lose track of that. Paula White is a puppet. She's a dummy. She's really a hand puppet in the hands of Satan. Satan manipulates her. Satan gives her what to say. Satan inspires her lies. That's what she is demonic dumb. But in addition to being demonic dumb, Paula White, like Jensen Franklin, is very unique. Paula White, like Jensen Franklin, is very unique in this sense. Not only is she demonic dumb, but she's human dumb. In other words, Paula White has nothing in between her two ears. She has an empty space. She has a huge cavern. Listen, there's nothing between her two ears. Her head is hollow. She is brainless. She's a brainless woman. And she says a lot of dumb things, not because Satan is dumb, not because the demon that uses her is dumb, but because she's dumb. So she's demonic dumb in that she's being used of the devil like a puppet, but then every now and then she gets to speak, and what comes out of her mouth is stupidity. So when you combine demonic dumb and human dumb, you got Paula White. The same way you got demonic dumb and human dumb in Jensen Franklin. This is why Jensen Franklin's book, The Spirit of Python, is just plain stupid. It shows how the man is a dunce, an ignoramus, and a retard. So when you take human dumb in the form of being a dunce, in the form of being an ignoramus, in the form of being retarded, and you combine that with demonic dumb, you have Jensen Franklin and Paula White. That's what you have, my brothers and sisters. Okay? Now, let me just play a few clips for you. Let's talk about Paula White and her, and the fact that she leads. Paula White leads this prayer band at the White House. Let's just look at that. All right. Now I'm going to click here on Paula White or Evangelicals Pray for Trump. And there are three people that I want you to focus on. And when they say evangelicals, these three are not evangelicals. They're not. They're prosperity preachers. Prosperity preachers are not evangelicals. Why? Because you don't sell the evangel. You don't sell the gospel. Evangelicals don't sell Jesus out. They just don't. Jesus is not for sale. Healing is not for sale. Breakthroughs are not for sale. Miracles are not for sale. The Word of God is not for sale. Prophecies are not for sale. Bible studies are not. Listen, nothing's for sale if you are an evangelical. Jesus told his disciples freely you, when he commissioned the 12 in Matthew 10, he said, freely you have received, freely you give. Nothing is for sale. In fact, Jesus told them, don't even take a wallet. Read the text. They were not going out to get offerings. They were not going out and asking people to sow seeds to activate God. That Jesus told them, don't take a purse. A purse is another word for wallet. No wallets. You're not going out there to gather money. You're going out there to gather the harvest of souls. Evangelicals don't sell anything. These are prosperity gospel preachers, and they'll sell their mother if they have to. Here's the clip. Evangelicals, Paula White leads evangelicals in praying over President Trump. Here it is.
Sure, Jensen's going to start, Apostle Maldonado. And we love you. Everybody just stretch your hands towards the president before he gets up, because we know that prayer makes a difference.
All right, so there's Paula White. She's leading the circus. And she says, okay, Jensen's going to pray for us. Notice how she gives out the assignments. She's in charge. Paula White's in charge. She says, my other half of the Dumb and Dumber duo, Jensen Franklin, he's going to pray. Now, remember, I just did a series on Jensen Franklin. I just did a 20-part series on his sermon, Jezebel's Children. This guy is a wackadoo. This guy is a loon. He is straight out of the Twilight Zone, this guy. This guy is crazy. And she's going to have him pray over the president. And then after him, not too far behind him in being a wackadoo, in being a nut, is this guy called Apostle Maldonado, who is nothing more than a false teacher who hangs out with other false teachers, and who his sidekick used to be that whoremonger of a prophet, Brian Kahn. All right, three people. Paula's leading this, then you have Jensen, then you have Maldonado. I want you to hear it, because these aren't evangelicals. These are not evangelicals. Just like Satan is no angel of light. He transforms himself as an angel of light. He may call himself an angel of light. He may advertise that he's an angel of light. He may have business cards referring to him as an angel of light, but he is no angel of light, the same way these clowns, these bozos, these idiots, these pseudo prophets are no evangelicals.
Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you today, and we thank you for this nation that was born in 1776.
Okay, that's Jensen Franklin, after Paula White introduces him. We don't need to hear the whole prayer because I've heard him enough, and he's just idiotic. Here's Maldonado. Here is Maldonado.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come before you, Lord. We present our president. We come together from all denominations, all races together, as the Bible says, to pray for those in authority. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Okay, so here's another charlatan. You have three. In this clip, Paula is the ringleader. She hands out the assignments. Jensen is going to pray. Jensen the nut. Jensen the loon. Jensen the retard costal, the leader of the retard costals. She asked him to pray. And then after him, it's Maldonado. Again, a scam artist, a fleecer. This guy will sell anything to make a buck. This guy will sell anything to turn a profit. This guy is a false apostle extraordinaire. These are the three people praying for the president. Not only have they turned God's house into a den of thieves, they've turned the White House into a den of loons. These three, Paula White has turned New Destiny Christian Center into a den of thieves. Maldonado has turned his church into a den of thieves. And now they go to the White House and they turn it into a den of loons. These people are crazy. But you see, Paula's in charge. She gets to say who prays and who doesn't pray. She's the leader. Okay, that's one clip. That's one clip. All right. Let's go to the next clip. Let us go to the next clip because I want to present to you now the false prophet Rodney Howard Brown. Rodney Howard Brown is known as the Holy Ghost bartender. Can you imagine that? The Holy Ghost bartender. Okay, so now, here's Rodney Howard Brown. But before I get to the Holy Ghost, where he is introduced as the Holy Ghost bartender, I have a clip of the truth. It's called The Truth Behind the Oval Office Prayer Circle, because now, in addition to Jensen Franklin, in addition to Paula, in addition to Maldonado, now we find out that also Rodney Howard Brown, another super loon. Listen. These are the leaders of the false prophets in the church. These are the creme of the creme when it comes to false prophets. And where are they? Surrounding the president. Paula White, number one. Jensen Franklin, number two. Maldonado, number three. And here comes Rodney Howard Brown. Listen to this.
A moment of prayer for the president. An impromptu show of faith in the Oval Office on Monday with religious leaders praying over President Trump. But the move is sparking some media outrage. Doesn't everything these days? Joining us now with his reaction is one of the pastors who helped lead the prayer. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is the head of Revival Ministries International and the pastor of The River at Tampa Bay Church. Pastor, thank you for being here. First, before we go into the picture, talk about your background, your history. You have an intriguing background.
Well, I came to America as a missionary in December of 1987. My wife.
Now, he claims to come to America as a missionary in 1987. We don't need a missionary. We didn't need a missionary in America in 1987. We didn't. What we needed in 1987 was for pastors to be pastors. That's what we needed. That's what we've always needed. We don't need. Listen, America is choking. What on the gospel? We have so much gospel. There is so much gospel out there. America, you should have gone to Iran. You should have gone to Iraq. You should have gone to India. You should have gone to Pakistan. If you wanted to be a missionary, you need to come. I came to America to be a missionary. No, you came to America to be a hustler, to be a scam artist. That's what you came to America for. Came to America to be a missionary. Nobody's believing that.
In December of 1987, my wife and myself and our three children. We landed in the country with just $300. And here we find ourselves 30 years later standing in the Oval Office. It was
he came from South Africa to America with $300. 30 years later, he's got a mansion. He's got cars. He's got, listen, no, I don't know any missionary. I don't know any missionary who went to any country who's got a mansion from being a missionary. I don't know any missionary who's got a plane. Listen, I know lots of missionaries. I've visited many missionaries in the country in which they're doing missions. They live in little tiny apartments with basically nothing. They have a scrap existence. This guy came as a missionary to America, and he's a multimillionaire. Why? Because he's been fleecing people. He's no missionary.
Very surreal for us.
That is unreal. Now let's get to the picture itself that is sparking that mainstream media outrage. They're saying things, and I'm quoting, very strange, stunning. These are some of the words that are being used to describe this picture. When I look at this, I don't think this is very strange. I don't think this is stunning. And in fact, Erin Burnett, she uses those very words. Let's listen to her soundbite right now.
A pretty stunning image. Let me just give you a quick peek of it. The president bowing his head in prayer in the Oval Office and all these people sort of touching him. It's very strange. We're going to tell you what happened there.
Okay, so how did this all come about, and is it strange or stunning?
Well, we are Christians, so we believe the Bible, which talks about the laying on of hands, and I don't find it strange at all. You know, we were at the White House from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4:30 in meetings with different...
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? He says, we were at the White House from 9 a.m. to 4:30. For what? What are you doing there all those hours? Don't you have a church to pastor? Don't you have people that you have to counsel? Don't you have people waiting for you at your local church that would like for you to lay hands on them? Don't you have people who have an appointment with these guys? Listen, Paula White runs to the White House and sticks her head up the president's fanny all the time. This clown runs to the White House, does the same thing. So these people living from 9 a.m. to 4:30 at the White House doing what? What can you? This is scary. Forget about the picture of them. Forget about Maldonado laying hands on Trump or about Ronnie Howard Brown laying or Paula or Jensen or the rest of these dimwits. Forget about that. The fact that they are from 9 a.m. to 4:30 at the White House, what are they doing there? What are they saying? Who are they influencing? That's scary. That's scary to me. Here it is again.
We were at the White House from 9 o'clock in the morning till 4:30 in meetings with different members of the administration. And we had lunch, and right after lunch, Jared Kushner came in, and we talked to him for a little bit, and just really were really impressed with Jared, amazing man. And then he left. And about an hour later, in comes Vice President Mike Pence, and Jared Kushner followed him, and there were 27 of us, and
27 loons at the 27 loons. Don't tell me that there was some Baptists sprinkled in there. Don't tell me that there are. Please don't tell me that. Don't tell me that Robert Jeffress was there and that other clown, Jerry Falwell. Don't tell me that, because if you're sitting down having lunch with Ronnie Howard Brown, you're out of your mind. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. If you're Robert Jeffress and you're having lunch with Paula White, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. There was 27 of us having lunch. 27 nut jobs. When they have so much to do in their local churches, and every opportunity they get, they run to the White House to do who knows what behind closed doors. That's scary. That's frightening.
hey, I was just in the Oval Office. Jared came in, said he was with you, and the president would like you to come to the Oval Office. So it was an impromptu thing. We didn't, we were at the White House in strategy meeting. We did not expect to see.
They were, did you hear him? Because I said, doing what? He just told us. They're at a strategy meeting. What are you strategizing? What are you in charge of? Are you in charge of infrastructure? I mean, what, I mean, I'm speechless. What can you be in charge of? You guys bankrupt your own churches. Paula White bankrupt two churches. What could she be in charge of? This guy's a scam artist extraordinaire. What could he be in charge of? Jensen Franklin, a dim-witted teacher. Sermon after sermon, he's completely clueless. What could he possibly be in charge of? In charge of what? We're here strategizing. Strategizing for who? What department? What? This is crazy. That's it. This reporter doesn't say. But why aren't you there for prayer? We just have a picture that you're supposed to be there for prayer. But what do you mean you've been there since 9? Does it take from 9 a.m. to 4:30 to pray? Were you guys on your knees from 9:30 to 4:30? And then you tell me that you're strategizing. That's crazy. Do the American people know this? Does the American taxpayer know this? This is, listen, again, here he is, in his own words.
We were at the White House in strategy meeting. We did not expect to see the president. So needless to say, we all jumped up and we went down into the West.
They jumped up, see? When Vice President said, would you like to, they jumped up. And all they had to say, all they had to say to Vice President, how high? How high do you want us to jump up? How high?
Swing into the Oval Office, which was just amazing. We found the president very happy. You know, you watch the media say, you know, that he's, the White House is all up in, you know, confusion. But he was happy. He was just joking. And so Pastor Paula White Cain said to the president, she said,
you see, who came, who led the charge, who gave instructions, who started to divvy out assignments? Pastor Paula White. That's right. Miss Demonic Ventriloquism herself. That's it. She's in charge.
Before we leave, we would love to pray for you. And he said, I would love that. And so then she asked one of the other pastors that was with us to pray. And then,
see, again, not only does she lead the group, but then she says, okay, you, pastor over there, you. She's pointing to you over there. Lead in prayer. That's Paula.
So then she asked one of the other pastors that was with us to pray, and then she asked me to pray, and I just prayed for his protection, really, because I realized the attack against our president, you know, to take him out. So we just prayed for him and the wisdom of God on his life, and that's what we did.
And, Pastor,
that's what we did. These guys live there now. Did you know that? These dimwits, Paula's entrenched there. She's entrenched. Now, in case you don't know who Rodney Howard Brown is, because he's no missionary, let me tell you that, he promotes demonic ventriloquism. There are people on the ground in this audio barking like animals. And by the way, I happen to be Pentecostal. I'm not anti-gifts. I'm very much for the gifts. I speak in tongues. This audio here does a disservice to the gift of tongues as laid out in Scripture. Here's Ronnie Howard Brown, the Holy Ghost bartender. Can you imagine? Can you imagine how the Holy Ghost, how someone could say that the Holy Ghost is associated with something as seedy as bartending? Remember, we're talking about the Holy Ghost. We're not talking about Casper the Ghost. We're talking about the Holy Ghost. To say that the Holy Ghost is akin, is linked to bartending. But that's Ronnie Howard Brown. He's the Holy Ghost bartender. Now you gotta ask yourself, in his meetings, when he came over as a missionary, in his meetings, people were rolling on the ground like animals and barking and making animal sounds. That's demonic ventriloquism. So you have Maldonado, you have Jensen Franklin, you have Paula White, and you got this clown, Rodney Howard Brown.
Laugh, you know, you can laugh just like you can speak in tongues. If I tell every one of you right now to speak in tongues and baptize the Holy Spirit, you can do it. You don't have to wait for an anointing. And then the anointing hooks up with you. You start out in the flesh, but then he hooks up with you in the spirit. It's the same with the laughter. And so I began to laugh. I wasn't anointed of God. But I said, in my spirit, I was saying, Jesus, this is a drink for you. And I began to laugh. Jesus, this is for you. And you know, he hooks up with you. If you'll just give him.
This is demons. This lady's got a demon in her. Who knows? She might have even more. I know she's got at least one. And you see how they involve the gift of speaking in tongues, a holy gift given to us by the Holy Spirit? And she says you can start out in the flesh and then the Spirit will hook up with you. No such thing. But this is under the ministry of Rodney Howard Brown. And this is why it's alarming. Because you have these people entrenched now in the White House from 9 to 4:30 doing strategy meetings. Scary. Scary.
Drink first. He'll hook up with you. The Holy Ghost is going to come alongside of you. He's going to hook up with you. And you're going to end up in the Spirit of God. And as you're laughing and putting out your will, God is going to pure living water, pure living water,
Doesn't it sound like Paula White? Yeah, it does sound, but it's not. It's not Paula White. That sounds like Paula White in the Rose Garden. That's what it sounds like. Out of control. A train rolling down the tracks with no brakes. A train wreck ready to happen. That's this lady. This is at a Rodney. This is regular at Rodney Howard Brown meetings.
Well, go ahead and just take a drink now. The bar's open. Go ahead and take a drink. Go ahead.
See, he walked up to the podium. He closed his Bible because they don't use a Bible. Listen, he closes the Bible. people close their brains, and he says, go ahead, take a drink now. The bar is open. That's what he said. He walks up there, he says, listen, I don't need to use the Bible. I don't need to even do that. These people's minds are closed. They're not thinking. Let me just close the Bible, and let me just suggest to them to take a drink, because the bar is open. See? That's the guy who's at the White House from 9 a.m. to 4:30 with Paula White, Jensen Franklin, Maldonado, and 23 others strategizing from 9 to 4:30. That's what they're doing.
Well, go ahead and just take a drink now. The bar's open. Go ahead and take a drink. Go ahead, just take a drink. Just start off in the natural. You'll end up in the Holy Ghost. Just start off in the natural. Just start off, ha, 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 ha. Just start off in the natural. You'll end up in the Holy Ghost.
He says, start off in the natural. Have you ever heard anything so stupid? No. No, you don't start off in the natural. Oh, no, that's not the way it works. You don't start out in the flesh. The flesh and the spirit are contrary one to another. But he's telling you, start out in the natural. Ha, 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 ha. Laugh. 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 And then some way, somehow, the Holy Ghost, it's not the Holy Ghost, it's a demon. When you start going, ha, 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 a demon jumps inside you, and now you're barking like a dog, and you're squealing like a pig. That's what happens when you go to one of these meetings with one of these loons who are now entrenched in a bunch. They're in bunches in the White House.
Start off in the natural. You'll end up out in the realm of the glory.
How he keeps saying, like a river, like a river. Okay, let's go to Revelation chapter 12. Revelation, you see, people don't listen. People don't listen. They got their brains closed, and he's got the Bible closed, but I got my brain open, and my Bible is open. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water like a river. After the woman, the serpent cast out of his mouth, Revelation 12, the serpent, the deceiving serpent, cast out of his mouth water like a river. Another translation says like a flood. After the woman, after the church, in order to cause the church to be swept away by the river. Like a river. Like a river. Like, yeah, listen, you're in the middle. You're swimming deep in Satan, It's Satan's river, not the Holy Ghost. It's a satanic river coming out of the devil's mouth, coming out of the deceiver's mouth, coming out of the old serpent's mouth.
Like a river, 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 like a river of living water, 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 out of your belly.
A little homework assignment. Study the word pandemonium. Pandemonium. Remember how we always talk about pandemonist? Look up the word pandemonium. P-A-N-D-E-M-O-N-I-U-M. Pandemonium. This place is in pandemonium. Listen, they're engaged in pandemonium. That's a good word, that little word, pandemonium. Just like pandemonist. Remember I told you Jensen Franklin was a pandemonist? Look up the word pandemonium. And that's what's going on in this so-called church service, where he is the Holy Ghost bartender and the bar is open and you can take a drink of this river. It's not a river of living water. It's a river of deception coming out of the serpent's mouth. The serpent is spewing this out, and people are in a pandemonium. And the church, as we once knew it, Holy Ghost, tongue speaking, filled with power, that church is being swept away for this circus.
Out of your belly, out of your belly. Out of your belly,
out of your belly, because that's where the spirit of Python resides. That's where the demon, that's where you got the demonic ventriloquism. Out of your belly, out of your belly. Start barking like a dog. Start making pig sounds. Go ahead, start braying like a jackass, because it's out of your belly. Listen, he's connecting the dots for you. Since people have their Bibles closed and they have their brains closed, he's connecting the dots and they don't even see it. He's speaking in the open. He's not speaking in code. He's speaking in the open. Out of your belly. Out of your belly what? The demon is talking. That's demonic ventriloquism. Not even hiding it.
Out of your belly, out of your belly, out of your belly. Have another drink. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, drinking, 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 drinking. I'm drinking from the well. Oh, with joy shall you draw forth water out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. Makaliste, Makaliste, Mana Nombre, Mana Ende, Mambristo, Meneneste. Oh, hallelujah. Makalista Baradis, Mambarusto, Mambariste, Mambarifanea, Kalustakova, Kalustakaradia, Mamambadiaste. Oh, hallelujah. Out of your belly shall flow forth rivers. Ha 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 ha
Stop it there. Pandemonium. What is pandemonium? Well, at first, the English word first appears in Milton's Paradise Lost, and pandemonium comes from the Greek word pan, which means awe, and the word daemon, which means demon. It's the place where all demons are hanging out. That's pandemonium. And as a result of there being all the demons hanging out, it's a nightclub for demons. The bar is open. The demons are there. And in our English dictionary, pandemonium is a state of wild or noisy disorder, a place of confusion. Pandemonium. That's what you have. Paul says God is not the author of confusion, but Satan is. And this is Rodney Howard Brown. He's one of the guys from 9 to 4:30 strategizing in the White House. That's Ronnie Howard Brown. That's it. So, my brothers and sisters, here you have Paula. She has the mic to Maldonado. She has the mic to Jensen. She has the mic to Ronnie Howard Brown. She's the one who gives out the assignments. She's the Jezebel inside the White House. She is. Now, here's Paula White praying. This is Paula White coming against satanic systems. Listen to this gibberish. This is Paula White. You heard Maldonado pray, you heard Jensen Franklin pray, yet you heard Rodney Howard Brown. Here's Paula. Here's a sample of what Paula will give you if she prays.
So right now, let every demonic network that has aligned itself against the purpose, against the calling of President Trump, let it be broken. Let it be torn down in the name of Jesus. Let the counsel of the wicked be spoiled right now. We begin to deal with things. We deal with every demonic attack against him, against his mantle, against his purpose, against his position. As he stands in position as president, we declare every demonic network to be scattered right now. We declare right now that there is a hedge of protection over our president, first lady, every assignment, the purpose they carry in the mantle. And
the Supreme Court justices, if we get two more, come on, if we get two more. And right now, I know right now, we are scaring the literal hell out of demonic spirits
That's
by me
right.
saying this right now. Because
no, you're not scaring anybody. Well, you're scaring the American electorate. Because you're a nut. That's who you're not scaring demons. You're scaring the American electorate. Now, here's another one. Here's Paula White decreeing and declaring at her church. Listen to this.
Oh.
Oh, guys, I had a great week this week. We filmed The Doctors. It'll air in October. And filmed on the power of prayer. Met with three different production companies as God continues to do great things. And we believe if it's the will of God that the Lord will open good doors to take the gospel in great places. Amen. And I got to go to a couple Emmy parties.
Notice she went on a secular show called The Doctors. She filmed an episode on the power of prayer. If you ever saw the episode, listen, I don't know why she's on the program, because she's stupid. I saw the program, The Doctors. You had real doctors there, and you had all doctors and one dimwit. You had all these doctors on the show. It's called The Doctors. But she slipped in. This moron, this halfwit, slipped in on the program, and she's talking about the power of prayer. Power of prayer, yeah. Now she's going to Emmy parties. Now she's rubbing shoulders with the people in Hollywood, people that film all these filthy shows. All these filthy programs with satanic agendas. She's rubbing shoulders. She's hanging out with the people from the Emmys. I went to a few Emmy parties. See, that's what she's into. While at the same time, she comes up with the baloney that she's binding satanic systems. Yet, she's in satanic parties. Here it is again. She's telling her church members, her poor church members there in the potato fields of Apopka, Florida. She's telling them where she had been this week. Oh, I went here. I went there. I rubbed shoulders with the elite.
Oh, guys, I had a great week this week. We filmed The Doctors. It'll air in October. And filmed on the power of prayer. Met with three different production companies as God continues to do great things, and we believe.
She met with three different production companies because she was hoping to land a show. And you know what she landed? She landed the tail end of a boot, because they gave her a boot. They said, no, thank you. This was in 2013. It's 2019. She landed no program. She stinks. In the real world, she has no talent. No talent. She's a no-talent woman.
Oh, guys, I had a great week this week. We filmed The Doctors. It'll air in October. And filmed on the power of prayer.
Now, of course, she probably got on The Doctors by telling them that she had a doctorate. But as we know, Paula White has no doctorate. Here's T.D. Jakes introducing her as Dr. Paula White.
The other thing I'm excited about tonight, and really, really, really glad to have, is this tremendous woman of God who I feel silly trying to introduce her, because everybody in the world knows her. If you don't know who this woman is, you don't have a TV. You don't have a cell phone. You don't have a computer. You haven't been anywhere. She is a pastor extraordinaire.
Yeah.
She is a life coach. She is an author in her own right.
Yeah.
She is a woman of integrity that God is using in a very, very unique way, not only in Church Without Walls there in Tampa, Florida, but throughout America and around the world. Would you welcome Dr. Paula White? We are glad.
Dr. Paula White, but everyone who's investigated Dr. Paula White can't find what school she went to even get her bachelor's degree. She hasn't even earned a bachelor's degree, but yet she's Dr. Paula White. Dr. Paula White. So this is why she was on The Doctors program. She filmed on The Doctors program. Can you believe that? This nut was on The Doctors program. That's where she was. She was at The Doctors program. Okay, here she is.
Oh, guys, I had a great week this week. We filmed The Doctors. It'll air in October. And filmed on the power of prayer. Met with three different production companies as God continues to do great things. And we believe if it's the will of God that the Lord will open good doors to take the gospel in great places. Amen.
In other words, she wanted a show and they gave her the boot. She met with three different production. You know, T.D. Jakes got landed a show, and he was shortly after landing his deal. He stunk it up, and T.D. Jakes stunk it up. So if T.D. Jakes stunk it up, you can imagine how she would have stunk it up, and that's why they never gave her a show. I met with three production companies. Nobody. She found no takers. Because she's not amusing, and she has no talent. Miss Scarecrow has no talent.
And I got to go to a couple Emmy parties and play dress up, and just went with my bad self and Jesus.
She went with her bad self and Jesus. You heard it. I went to those Emmy parties with my bad self and Jesus. Well, we know you bad, but you didn't go with Jesus. Uh-uh. You went with the demon that is using you in demonic ventriloquism. That's who accompanied you, not Jesus.
Play dress up and just went with my bad self and Jesus. I had the best date of all. King Jesus. It's amazing how many people, they're like, oh, Pastor Paula, we watch a How's New Destiny? How are things going? See, God is good. We impact all over the world, right? You never know whether it's through Facebook or Twitter or web. How many people? We have thousands of people that are watching us right now, and they consider this their home church.
Her church is empty today. You go to her church today, it's empty. Empty. Empty, empty church. You're not impacting anybody. In fact, she just dumped that church to go hang out with President Trump every single day. That's what she did. She abandoned God's people to go chase after President Trump. That should tell you everything.
Even though they're all over the world. Why? Because you are God's favorite. Look at somebody say, because I'm God's favorite and I can't help it. So we're going to make these declarations. We pray. We know that there's power in prayer. Ready? Declaration number one. We decree the Lord has illuminated every New Destiny Christian Center family, Pastor Paula, and Paula White Ministry to impact Orlando, Florida, the U.S., and every country of the world with his glory. Confession number two. We arrest every spirit projecting darkness, hindering our way forward, hindering the prosperity of New Destiny Christian Center families, Pastor Paula, and Paula White Ministry in the name of Jesus. Confession number three. We deploy the light of God to push back all darkness encroaching on the peace, joy, and health of New Destiny Christian Center families, Pastor Paula, and Paula White Ministry. Confession number four. The Word says in John 1:5, the darkness could not comprehend the light. We decree the darkness will neither comprehend the light of God that abides upon the families of New Destiny Christian Center, Pastor Paula, and Paula White Ministry, or understand what God is doing in our lives and ministry. Confession number five. We decree and declare in unity that we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And everybody said, amen. Put your hands together and give God a resounding praise. I need to take care of a little bit of business. Grab the person's hand next to you. We are a church that raises up a people, a purpose, a prosperity, a praise, and a prayer. And we know that when we have prophetic insight, we have to take authority that we change things in the spirit realm. We understand that our words have weight, and when we pray, things begin to happen. This is a church of powerful prayer, and trust me, you are known around the world by your prayer life. There are people that call upon us all the time for prayer. We raise up armies. We raise up troops. We take prayer very serious. And as Pastor Edward was praying, he said, we need to take authority and block some things that the enemy has planned against this nation. So I believe one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000. And that's coming in an agreement and unity that I'm going to stand in the apostolic anointing for the next 30 seconds, and we just need to do business for this nation. Is this good? Come in agreement right now. Father, we come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, where we have been granted access into the very holy of holies, recognizing right now that as we speak into the atmosphere, we have words of dominion and words of authority. We lift up this great nation. We lift up that the light of God will shine and push back every dark day that the enemy has planned in Jesus' mighty name. We come against anything that is being incubated in satanic wombs right now. We arrest it by the blood of Jesus.
We come against everything that has been incubated in satanic wombs. Listen, this is all nonsense. Let me play that again.
In Jesus' mighty name, we come against anything that is being incubated in satanic wombs right now. We arrest it by the blood of Jesus. We overturn it. Any demonic plot or plan against our government, against our nation, against the people of God, against anything that you have called, we break it by the blood of Jesus. We decree right now that you will raise up intercessors. You will raise up mighty men and women of God. They will cry loud and spare not. We pray for healing in our land. We repent as a people before you. We humble ourselves. We ask for divine visitation, Lord. Pour out your spirit mighty. Bring your people back to you. Let us fall on our face at altars. This morning, let there be a move of God from east to the west, to the north, to the south, in every church, in every home where they are meeting to exalt the name of Jesus Christ. Visit us, God. Visit us as a people. Visit us as a nation. We deploy the hand of God, and we deploy angels to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, and we say to the enemy and the enemy's plot and plan that the blood of Jesus is against you right now. In Jesus' name, every plot is destroyed. Every plan of darkness is destroyed. Not one family will lose life. Not one family will be affected. We stop the hand of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree it, I declare it, and it is established over this nation, over this city, over this county, over this state, over the nation of America. Protect us, God. Raise us up. Awaken us, O God. Lift us up out of every stupor, out of every slumber right now. Raise us up. Quicken our spirit, God. Raise up the watchmen on the towers in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said,
this is the same woman that just the day before was at the Emmy parties. Her bad self in Jesus. See how she's speaking out of both sides of her mouth? She's at the Emmy parties. Emmy. Have you seen the shows that were up for Emmys? Have you seen the content of those shows? Have you seen the producers and the people that put up the money? Do you understand the filth and the blasphemy? But she's there at the Emmy shows. And then she comes back to church and wants to decree and declare and come against incubated things in satanic wombs. This is nonsense. Nonsense. All right. I got one more. Here's another one. This is Paula White. This is why she just recently got in trouble. This is why she recently got in trouble. Listen to this one.
Prueba entrega el mismo día detalles.
There's a little embedded ad, so should be over momentarily.
We command all satanic pregnancies to miscarry right now. We declare that anything that's been conceived. We command all satanic pregnancies to miscarry right now. We declare that anything that's been conceived in satanic wombs, that it'll miscarry. Hey, we interrupt that which has been...
Ho, 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 ho. What does that mean? Hey, what does that mean? What's that? We heard that at Rodney Howard Brown's church. Hey, ho, ho. Hi-ho, hi-ho, and off to work I go, because I'm a normal American. I got to go to work. I got a job. I got to support my family. Hey, hey, ho-ho. Yeah, she ain't working. She's scamming. Wow.
We command all satanic pregnancies to miscarry right now. We declare that anything that's been conceived in satanic wombs, that it'll miscarry. We interrupt that which has been deployed to hurt the church in this season, that which has been deployed to hurt this nation in the name of Jesus. Forgive us for our sins. Come on, I need you guys to pray. We cancel every surprise from the witchcraft in the marine kingdom. Any hex, any spell, any witchcraft, any spirit of control, any Jezebel, anything that the enemy desires through spells, through witchcraft, through any way that is manipulation, demonic manipulation, we curse that. We break it according to the word of God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the marine kingdom. We come against the animal kingdom. The woman that rides upon the waters, we break the power in the name of Jesus. And we declare that any strange winds that have been sent to hurt the church, sent against this nation, sent against our president, sent against myself, sent against others, we break it by the superior blood of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, we arrest every infirmity, affliction, fatigue, weariness, weakness, fear, sickness, any self-righteousness, any self-serving action, God. Let pride fall. Let pride fall. Let pride fall. Let pride fall. In the name of Jesus. We command all satanic pregnancies to miscarry right now. We declare that anything that's been conceived in satanic wombs, that it'll miscarry. It will not be able to carry forth any plan of destruction, any plan of harm.
All right, so what you've heard is this. Look, it boils down to this. Paula White is the dumber half of the Dumb and Dumber prayer duel between her and Jensen Franklin, simply because she suffers from demonic ventriloquism. What is demonic ventriloquism? Well, demonic ventriloquism is when you have demonic diarrhea of the mouth. Take demonic diarrhea of the... Remember, there's two kinds of demonic dumb. One form, the demon doesn't let you speak. And the other form, the demon can't shut you up. So she has demonic diarrhea of the mouth. But when you add human diarrhea of the brain, you see, it's not just, listen, you got to look at Paula White as two parts. One, demonic diarrhea of the mouth, where she just can't shut up. Because that demon's got to talk. That demon has got to say something. That demon has got to share what it wants to share. Demonic diarrhea of the mouth. But couple that, yoke that to human diarrhea of the brain, you have Paula White. Because she's just stupid. The lady is just stupid. She's book stupid, just like Jensen Franklin is book stupid. When you connect the two, Jensen Franklin suffers from the same thing. Demonic ventriloquism and listen, he's just humanly stupid. Combine the two, and that's what you have. That's what you have. Combine the two. Why does she say such stupid things? Well, demonic ventriloquism, one reason. And the fact that she's super stupid, humanly speaking, is the other reason. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. That answers all questions. So like I said, Saints, I am moving on now from Paula White to her son, Bradley Knight. Hope you tune in for these upcoming shows. Love you much in Jesus. And keep your book open. Keep your Bible open, and also keep your brain open to the truth. God bless you.